Hi, welcome to the seventh episode of Relax with Excel, where you may learn something about Excel, but will probably fall asleep. Then again, maybe you'll learn in your sleep. In this episode, we're going to cover the text to columns feature. The text to columns feature is a way to split the text in a cell into multiple columns based on a delimiter or fixed width. Here's a step-by-step approach on how to use the text to columns feature. Open a blank Excel file and enter in some sample data in a cell. For example, you can enter the following data starting in cell A1. The other records can be entered in the rows after. The first row, Alice, 90. In the second row, A2, you can put Bob, 80. In the third row, cell reference A3, you can put Charlie, 70. Select the column that contains the text you want to split. For example, you can select column A. Go to the Data tab and click the Text to Columns button in the Data Tools group. You'll see the Convert Text to Columns widget dialog box. Alternatively, if you wanted to use a keyboard shortcut, you can just press the Alt key, then the letter A, and then the letter E. In the first step of the wizard, choose the type of data you have, delimited or fixed width. Delimited means the text is separated by a character, such as a comma, a semicolon, space, or a tab. Fixed width means the text is separated by a fixed number of spaces. For example, you can choose delimited as the type of data for the sample data in cell A1. Click Next to go to the second step of the wizard. In this step, you can specify the delimiter that separates the text. You can choose from the predefined options such as tab, semicolon, comma, space, or other. You can also enter a custom delimiter in the other box. In this example, you can choose comma for the sample data in cell A1. You will see a preview of the data in the data preview box. Click Next to go to the third and final step of the wizard. In this step, you can specify the format and destination of the data. You can choose the options such as general, text, or date for the format of each column. You can also click on the advanced button to see the decimal separator and thousand separator for numeric data. So for example, you can choose text as the format for the first column and general as the format for the second column for the sample data in cell A1. You can also choose the destination cell where you want to place the data. By default, the data will overwrite the original cell. You can change the destination by clicking on the destination box and selecting a different cell or range. In this example, we can leave the default setting. Click Finish to complete the wizard and split the text into columns. You will see the result in the worksheet. For example, you will see the following data in cells A1 to B3. In cell A1 will have the value of Alice. In cell B1 will have the value of 90. In the next row will be Bob in cell A2, and then the number 80 in cell B2. The third row will have Charlie in cell A3. And then the number 70 in cell B3. That was the basic explanation of the text to columns feature in Excel. If you're still awake, thanks for getting this far. If you're asleep, pleasant dreams.